Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses deep anguish that despite government's best efforts, women's reservation bill could not be passed in the Lok Sabha. Addressing the nation, Prime Minister accuses Congress and other opposition parties of stalling progress and empowerment of women. Centre approves creation of Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of nearly 13,000 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance. Government grants 2% hike in DA and DR for central government employees and pensioners from January this year. Campaigning gears up for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. New Delhi conveys deep concern to Tehran over shooting incident involving two Indian flagged ships in Strait of Hormuz. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets. Another match underway between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Chennai Super Kings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed deep anguish that despite the government's best and most sincere efforts, women's reservation bill could not be passed in the Lok Sabha. He said for this, he sincerely apologizes to all mothers and sisters. Addressing the nation tonight, the Prime Minister said, the interest of the nation is of prime importance for his government. Mr. Modi said, when for some people their party becomes everything, then both women's empowerment and national interest have to bear the consequences. He said it was deeply painful to see that when this legislation in the interest of women was defeated, parties like Congress, DMK, SP and TMC were applauding, and by taking away women's rights, they were thumping their desks. The Prime Minister termed their act as a blow to the dignity and self-respect of women.
मुझे व्यक्तिगत तौर पर आशा थी कि कांग्रेस अपनी दशकों पुरानी गलती सुधारेगी, कांग्रेस अपने पापों का प्रायश्चित करेगी, लेकिन कांग्रेस ने इतिहास रचने का, महिलाओं के पक्ष में खड़े होने का अवसर खो दिया। कांग्रेस खुद देश के अधिकांश हिस्सों में अपना वजूद खो चुकी है। कांग्रेस परजीवी की तरह क्षेत्रीय दलों की पीठ पर सवार होकर खुद को जिंदा रखे हुए है। लेकिन कांग्रेस ये भी नहीं चाहती कि क्षेत्रीय दलों की ताकत बढ़े।
The Prime Minister emphasized that the Nadi Shakti Vandan Amendment is the need of the hour, and it was an effort to ensure balanced empowerment across all regions, including North, South, East and West. He said the legislation aimed to strengthen the voice of every state in Parliament, whether big or small, by increasing representation proportionately, but this sincere effort was crushed by the Congress and its allies.
देश की 50% यानी आधी आबादी को उसका अधिकार देने का साफ नियत के साथ ईमानदारी के साथ किया गया एक पवित्र प्रयास था नारी को भारत की विकास यात्रा में सहयात्री बनाने और सबको जोड़ने का प्रयास था नारी शक्ति वंदन संशोधन समय की मांग है नारी शक्ति वंदन संशोधन उत्तर दक्षिण पूर्व पश्चिम सभी राज्यों की हर राज्य की शक्ति में समान वृद्धि का प्रयास था
In his address, the Prime Minister said those parties which opposed the Nari Shakti Vandan Amendment in Parliament yesterday, they are taking women's power for granted. He said the opposition will surely be punished for the sin they have committed by opposing women's reservation.
Sadan mein Nari Shakti Vandan Sansodhan kisi se bhi kuch chhinne ka nahi tha. Nari Shakti Vandan Sansodhan har kisi ko kuch na kuch dene ka tha. Dene ke liye संशोधन का था ये 40 साल से लटके हुए नारी के हक को 2029 के अगले लोकसभा चुनाव से उसका हक देने का संशोधन था नारी शक्ति वंदन संशोधन 21वीं सदी के भारत की नारी को नए अवसर देने नई उड़ान देने उसके सामने से बाधाएं हटाने का महायज्ञ था
The Union Cabinet today gave approval for the creation of a domestic insurance pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the pool ensures that Indian trade continues to have access to affordable insurance for vessels carrying cargo from any international origin to Indian ports and vice versa, even when transiting volatile maritime corridors. He said the pool will cover all maritime risks like hull and machinery, cargo protection and indemnity, and war risk. A governing body constituted for this pool would oversee the formation and functioning of the pool.
Insurers or reinsurers are not ready to provide insurance for ships travelling to West Asia. In this scenario, we have the ship or ship owner, followed by the insurer, then the reinsurer, and behind them the sovereign backstop. This arrangement has been made under this program. A sovereign guarantee fund of around 12,980 crore rupees will be created, which will be for maritime insurance. This will cover all types of maritime risks, including hull, machinery, cargo, P&I, production and indemnity, and war.
Hull, machinery, cargo, P&I, war, in sabko isse cover karenge.
The Cabinet also approved the release of an additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners with effect from the 1st of January this year, representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise.
For all central government employees and pensioners, dearness allowance DA and dearness relief DR have been increased. The total financial implication of this decision will be 6,791 crore rupees. DA and DR will now be 60% of the basic pay with effect from 1st January 2026, reflecting an increase of 2% from 58% to 60%. In total, around 50 lakh employees and 68 lakh pensioners will benefit from this decision.
The minister said the Cabinet has also given its approval for the continuation of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana PMGSY 3 beyond March 2025 up to March 2028. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved two railway projects with total cost of 24,815 crore rupees. The minister informed that these projects are the Ghaziabad Sitapur 3rd and 4th line and the Rajahmundry Nidadavlu Vishakhapatnam Duvadda 3rd and 4th line. He said they cover 15 districts across Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. In Tamil Nadu, campaigning has geared up for the assembly elections as the single-phase voting is to be held on the 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today criticized opposition parties for not supporting the Women's Reservation Bill, alleging that they failed to prioritize the welfare of women. Addressing a rally at Kodisiya in Coimbatore, Mr. Modi said the DMK Congress alliance had focused on promoting family interests rather than empowering women from ordinary backgrounds to enter parliament and state assemblies. He also accused the DMK of spreading misinformation and said the state government was working for the interests of a single family.
जनता डीएमके के काले कारनामे अच्छी तरह से जान चुकी है झूठ फैलाने से डीएमके के काले कारनामे छिपने वाले नहीं हैं.
Mr. Modi added that the centre had provided financial assistance of 14 lakh crore rupees to the state over the past 11 years. Senior leaders, including AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, Union Minister L. Murugan and BJP State President K. Annamalai were present at the rally. DMK Chief and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has been criticising both the BJP and the AIADMK over the delimitation bill. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, campaigning at Ponneri, recalled his bond with the state. He said that each state has a unique character and it cannot be compromised. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections has intensified across West Bengal. Senior leaders from the Bharatiya Janata Party addressed rallies in different parts of the state. Leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari held a rally in Nandigram in Purva Midnapur district, while Dilip Ghosh addressed a gathering in Kharagpur. The BJP leaders targeted the ruling Trinamool Congress over alleged mismanagement and corruption. Party leaders, including Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, campaigned in North Bengal. They alleged that an atmosphere of fear prevails in the state. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav addressed a rally in Kumarhati in North 24 Parganas district, alleging that West Bengal has lagged behind under the Trinamool Congress government. On the other hand, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee claimed BJP would face defeat in the assembly elections. She referred to yesterday's defeat of the Constitution Amendment Bill and criticised the BJP leadership. Another TMC leader, Abhishek Banerjee, held a roadshow in Faraka in Murshidabad. He accused the BJP of neglecting West Bengal. Congress leader and Telangana Minister Muhammad Azharuddin addressed public meetings in Murshidabad and Malda districts. Left parties and other political groups have also intensified their campaign activities in the state. In the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal, a total of 152 assembly constituencies will go to polls on the 23rd of this month. In our series on constituency profiles, today we take a look at the Brahmapur assembly constituency in Murshidabad district of the state.
The Bahurampur assembly constituency in the Murshidabad district is currently held by the Bharatiya Janata Party. The incumbent MLA is Subroto Maitro. Total 13 candidates, including 4 independents, are contesting from the Bahurampur constituency. Bharatiya Janata Party fielded Subroto Maitro again in this seat, and Trinamool Congress fielded Naru Gopal Mukherjee. CPIML Liberation candidate is Abul Kashem Sheikh. Congress's candidate is Adhir Ranjan Choudhury. Total electors in this assembly as on the last date of nomination are nearly 2,41,000. In this assembly election in West Bengal, the main fight is between BJP and Trinamool Congress. But in Bahurampur seat, Congress's candidate, veteran Congress leader and former MP Adhir Ranjan Choudhury, is expected to give a tough fight. BJP is assuring voters of government jobs and direct benefit transfer, corruption-free government. Trinamool Congress is campaigning to win the voters' heart by assuring to continue existing state government schemes. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In an unprecedented move, the Election Commission has announced that a Lakshman Rekha or boundary line will be drawn around every polling booth in West Bengal. Using white chalk, a 100-meter perimeter will be marked and only registered voters will be permitted to enter within this designated area. This system also introduces multi-layered verification to strengthen security. Outside the Lakshman Rekha, a booth-level officer and a government official will conduct the first round of document checks. The government today approved the procurement of potatoes in Uttar Pradesh alongside chana procurement operations in Andhra Pradesh, and also extended Toor or Pigeon Pea procurement time frame in Karnataka. Approved by Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, these procurements guarantee that farmers receive fair and remunerative prices for their hard-earned produce. India has expressed deep concern at the shooting incident involving 2 Indian flagships in the Strait of Hormuz earlier today. Ministry of External Affairs called in Ambassador of Iran to India, Dr. Mohammad Fateh Ali, for a meeting with Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi this evening. During the meeting, Mr. Misri conveyed India's deep concern at the shooting incident involving 2 Indian flagged ships. He noted that the importance that India attached to the safety of merchant shipping and mariners. Iran has announced that the Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed once again in response to a U.S. blockade on Iranian shipping and ports. Iran's Joint Military Command today said control of the Strait of Hormuz has returned to its previous state under strict management and control of the armed forces. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 195 runs for Chennai Super Kings at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 194 for the loss of 9 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. Earlier in the first match of the day, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets in a league match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Chasing the target of 176 runs, Delhi scored 179 runs, losing 6 wickets with 1 ball to go. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses deep anguish that despite government's best efforts, women's reservation bill could not be passed in Lok Sabha. Addressing the nation, Prime Minister accuses Congress and other opposition parties of stalling progress and empowerment of women. Centre approves creation of Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of nearly 13,000 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance. Government grants 2% hike in DA and DR for central government employees and pensioners from January this year. Campaigning gears up for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. New Delhi conveys deep concern to Tehran over shooting incident involving two Indian flag ships in Strait of Hormuz. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets. Another match underway between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Chennai Super Kings. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.